in my new podcast, Off the Beat.
Hey, everybody. I'm Rob Riggle.
Hi, I'm Allison Hannigan.
My name is Jamie Lynn Sigler, Meadow Soprano.
Eric Stone Street. I played Cameron Tucker.
Listen to Off the Beat on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Till Mondays, we touch base with ABC's Steve Roberts, talking about a little political analysis. And we got to analyze the president here, Steve, and some moves he's making on guns. And last week, I guess it was, the administration announced a plan to crack down on the proliferation of ghost guns, which is basically a gun you can put together as a kit. But reading up on this, I guess they're actually involved in less than 1% of all killings in this country. And there's this tendency, and more among Democrats than Republicans, to always blame the guns instead of the people. This is a crisis. With the numbers up the way they are, the administration kind of owns this gun problem as of now, don't they?
Well, anybody who's in power owns every problem that happens. You know, we've talked about it so often, right? Democrats might not have caused inflation, but they got to own that problem. And they might not have caused climate change, but they've got to own that problem. And it's the same with gun violence. When you're in charge, you get blamed. And there has been a spike in gun violence. And while ghost guns don't account for a huge percentage, as you point out, they're symbolically important because they reflect a growing problem, and that is, how do you control gun violence? Well, you have to have accountability. You have to have the ability to trace and control guns. And ghost guns, for the listeners who don't know what they are, as you point out, you can buy these online. Biden assembled one of these guns at a press conference last week. If Joe Biden can do it, anybody can do it, right? And the real problem is these guns have no serial number.
What happened?
There's no background checks for the buyers. And look, even most Americans think legitimate, sensible background checks are a good thing. If you've got a criminal record, if you have a history of mental instability, you shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun, for goodness sake. It doesn't solve anything like the whole problem, but it's a good first step. And it also reflects something else, Mike, which is that Biden administration has been very frustrated in its ability to pass legislation. Obviously, they have virtually no room to maneuver in the Senate. Any kind of filibuster can stop. There were talks about legislation to try to strengthen background checks on ghost guns. It all broke down. So what you're going to see, you're seeing here, is an attempt by the administration to use executive orders to do something that they would prefer to do by legislation. And you're going to see a lot more of this between now and the election. It's a way of Biden saying, setting out a marker and saying, this is an issue I care about. But executive orders are kind of weak. For one thing, they can always be challenged in court. And secondly, they can always be repealed by an administration of the other party. So they're not a very good answer, but they're better than nothing in the view of Democrats.
Well, we've had a real increase in the number of mass shootings. I mean, over the weekend, I think I counted like 5. The ones at the malls were bigger. The ones at the bar were bigger. The one at the house party was bigger. But the FBI describes any shooting of 4 or more people at a time as a mass shooting. And there were at least 2 of those over the weekend as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this is not new in America. Gun violence is kind of endemic. And you compare us to the rest of the world, and it's astounding. We have so many more of these shootings. And the ability to pass legitimate gun control legislation has always been thwarted by a basic fact of politics, Mike, and that is that intensity matters. There's no doubt. You look at every poll that's ever been run. Vast majorities of Americans in Cincinnati and everybody else say, yeah, right, there should be background checks. Folks with a criminal record shouldn't get them. Folks with a history of mental instability shouldn't get them. You look at the issue of assault weapons. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to be selling these weapons, which are designed for one thing and one thing only, which is to kill people in combat. You don't need an assault weapon on the streets of Cincinnati. You certainly don't need it to hunt a deer in the woods outside of Cincinnati.
Yeah, but like ghost guns, they're almost never used in the commission of a crime.
well, you use one of those guns. Yes, they have been. If you use some of the mass shootings, one of the reasons why the death toll has been so great is because these guns are so high powered. You're not talking about single shot revolvers. You're talking about assault weapons that can kill a lot of people very quickly.
Yeah, but I'll bet there's no more than 3% of all killings. I mean, the problem is we have to get tough on the people who do the shooting. If somebody drives a car into a parade full of people, we don't call it car violence. We call that person out. It's never car violence. When someone shoots somebody else or shoots 14 people, we call it gun violence, continually taking the onus off the perpetrator and putting it on the inanimate object. And I don't know why we do that with guns to the exclusion of all others. We don't have sword violence. We don't have knife violence. It's only the gun that we do that with. And I would love to know somebody to figure out and tell me why we do that.
Well, I think there is a reason because, you know, a sword or a knife can't kill 20 people in a nightclub.
A car can.
Gun violence. Okay, I get that. But, you know, all I'm trying to do is analyze the situation.
Me too.
And I do think that, you know, and I do think that one of the reasons why for a majority of Americans, gun control makes sense is because the potential for lethal violence and an act of emotional turbulence, whether it's violence perpetrated on someone else or themselves. A fair amount of gun violence is suicide, which is another whole part of this problem.
Yeah.
And so I don't think anybody who takes a sensible, reasonable approach to this thinks this is either or. That you have to deal with the perpetrators and you have to deal with the weapons both. But what has happened in America, the ability to deal with the weapons from a sensible point of view, no one's talking about banning guns. No one's talking about taking guns away from legitimate and honorable gun owners in Cincinnati or anywhere else. It's the question of keeping them out of the hands of people who have a history of being prone to violence or mental instability, and particularly these most high-powered weapons. But the ability to do that has been thwarted by the fact that the NRA has opposed any kind of gun regulation of any kind, even the most sensible and even the most popular. And because those folks feel so intensely about it, they have dominated the debate. The folks who are for gun control, they might answer a poll and say, yeah, I'm for gun control, but they're also for abortion rights. They're also for controlling climate change. They're also for a higher minimum wage. They feel far less intensely about the gun issue, and that's why there's been a political imbalance here and why the gun rights forces have almost always won this fight.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't have time to argue the point that we've done nothing on gun control because we have taken steps here and there, but we'll pick it up on a different day as time is late. But Steve Roberts, I appreciate your time every Monday, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay, my friend. Bye.
See ya. All right, makes it about 819, 700 WLW. It's funny, just trying to find the number of killings that involve so-called assault weapons. And you only get the number for how many mass shootings are involved in. I can't find a total for overall, but I'll bet it's under 3% of killings. I mean, the ones we go after are the ones that really aren't the problem. The new push is ghost guns. It's less than 1%. So did find this breakdown state by state. And I guess I've never really looked at this. We think of cities when we think of gun, people shooting people with guns. The highest rate of deaths by state, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Wyoming are far and away, gun deaths per 100,000 people. Each of them are over 25 shooting deaths per person. Kentucky is pretty high at 20, between 20 and 25. Then Ohio and Indiana are both between 15 and 20. State with probably the lowest per capita gun violence is California at 10 per 100,000. So again, you get to Mississippi, Louisiana, it's 2.5 times that high. California seems to be, Hawaii looks pretty low too. So maybe those two would be the lowest in the country. New York is very low, too. City would be high. The state is very low. All right, 820, we should check our traffic, and Chuck has that. What's going on, brother?
We've got a couple of accidents from the UC Health Traffic Center. UC Health has been performing life-saving transplants and providing second chances in greater Cincinnati for more than 50 years. Northbound 75, as you come out of downtown, right-hand side before you get to the Western Hills Viaduct, then inbound Columbia Parkway, there is a wreck after you get past Kemper. Southbound 75, brake lights continue through Sharonville and Lachlan. Westbound 275, that's getting a little bit better at Loveland, even with the rain. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, supposed to have rain this morning, isolated showers this afternoon. Right. We have some snow, at least on the radar, off to the west. It's cloudy tonight, 34. It's cloudy tomorrow and 52. And temp right now is 39. Lee and Harrison with a quick verification of the snow. Lee, yes.
Hello. It just turned to snow flurries down here in Harrison, right on South Street. Indiana's across the street, and Ohio is, you know, we're getting a little bit of snow flurries. Big, you know, the rain's changing over, big old fat white flakes.
I know the kind you mean. Well, enjoy it, Lee. It's not going to last forever.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks. Have a good day. You bet. See ya. Brian Chillicothe with a comment on Steve Roberts and more. What's up?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Doing all right. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I like how Steve talks out of both sides of his mouth. He mentions assault weapons and how he wants to take them all off the street, which I assume usually when people of that ilk talk about assault weapons, they mention AR-15s, which, of course, are not automatic weapons.
Right.
I carried a rifle for 6 years in the military. Never heard the term assault weapons before until the media picked it up. Anyway, so then just a few seconds later, you question him, and he says, nobody's trying to take any guns away from anybody in Cincinnati or anywhere else that are true gun owners. Steve, you just said that. You wanted to take your term, assault weapon, off the street.
Well, he would probably say he would want them to stop selling them, but not take them away from people who already have them.
Right. Okay. Well, eventually they would go away then, right?
Eventually they could, yes.
Right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Brian, have a good day. Thanks. See you. Quick pause. Right back. 700 WLW.
Get closer to your favorite celebrities than ever before in the most intimate celebrity podcast ever, the Celebrity Colonoscopy Podcast.
Yeah, look at that polyp.
With Dr. Bud Brinkler, gastroenterologist to the stars.
That's a beautiful polyp.
The Celebrity Colonoscopy Podcast. Next week, featuring Carrot Top.
There are a lot of shows to listen to these days. Make sure it's a show worth your time. I suggest The Scott Sloan Show.
I face the same problems you do. So let's talk about them and have a little fun along the way.
Check out Sloaney this morning at 9 on 700 WLW. And be sure to catch his podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
This report is sponsored by Lowe's. SpringFest is on at Lowe's. And right now, get $100 off select Ego self-propelled lawnmowers. Lowe's, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Valid 4/14/22 through 4/20/22.
When you're in the mood for love,
Loan Pronto, they're helping people do it every day. Loan Pronto's debt consolidation home refi is wiping out tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. Your home value is way up. Refinance now to pay off credit cards, eliminate PMI charges, or pay off personal loans or other high interest debt. One local couple had $50,000 in credit card debt. Loan Pronto did a debt consolidation refi, and even though their mortgage payment went up a little, they cut their monthly payments by $900. Why pay 20% interest rates when you can consolidate it in one low payment with a mortgage APR in the threes? Homeowners who do it save an average of $800 a month. Do it now and even skip your next house payment altogether. Now that's what I call financial freedom. Loan Pronto, 513-800-1550, 513-800-1550, loanpronto.com. 513-800-1550, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
Mercedes-Benz of Fort Mitchell.com.
It's money news time!
This is the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
All right there, Jeff Bellinger, you got something going on involving our friends at Fifth Third Bank.
Yeah, an announcement just came across, Mike, that the bank is raising its minimum wage to $20 an hour as of July 4th. At the same time, there'll be a wage adjustment for the first four job levels that are above the new minimum wage. Fifth Third says more than 40% of its employees will receive a mid-year raise as a result of this new policy.
Well, happy raise day to them. That's good.
Yes.
All right, Tesla's autopilot under intense scrutiny. What's up?
Well, federal safety regulators are really taking a close look at autopilot, looking at it more closely than ever. Bloomberg reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened two formal defect investigations after a dozen accidents in which Tesla vehicles using the driver assistance system collided with first responder vehicles. The agency could ultimately decide to force Tesla to retrofit cars and restrict the use of autopilot in situations that it can't safely handle.
All right, the other issue this breakfast time has to do with Lucky Charms cereals.
Yeah, if you have a box of Lucky Charms, you might want to set it aside and wait till see how this all plays out, because thousands of people have posted complaints online. They say they became ill after eating Lucky Charms. The Food and Drug Administration says it's heard from more than 100 people who said they got sick shortly after eating the cereal. General Mills makes Lucky Charms. The company says it's working with the FDA. At this point, there is no recall.
And a reminder, it's tax day. Get it done.
That's right. The Internal Revenue Service reported as of 10 days ago that more than 103 million returns had been filed. Many more are still expected. The IRS is hoping they'll be filed electronically because it's still working through a mountain of paper returns from last year. Now, a lot of consumer businesses are trying to take some of the sting out of tax day with freebies and specials. So check around your area. You might be in for something like that.
All righty. Futures are
a little bit lower still. S&P futures down 9 points. NASDAQ futures are down 39. The Dow futures are down 25. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
It's getting close to 840 at 700 WLW. Scott Sloan's around. Not sure what he's doing, but it'll be a talk show that kicks off at 9:06. 9:06 this morning right here. Meanwhile, what? I'm going to do something else, but Mike wanted to make a quick point here on ghost guns before I did. Yeah, Mike, you're up. What's up?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm one of those crazy people who build the ghost guns. It drives me kind of batty. They keep mentioning high-capacity killing machines, and to me, it's more of a novelty. Me and my son have been doing it for a long time. You still buy everything legally. It's just a pistol when you're done with it. It's not any type of AR. I mean, I don't get what they're saying with these.
Well, he wasn't making that comparison. I made the comparison that either ARs or ghost guns are used in very, very few murders. Ghost guns, yes, sir, I know, are less than 1%, and I'll bet ARs are under 3% or something like that. They're not the problem. So somebody else, I got an email from somebody else showing that when you get the parts to a ghost gun, it still involves some drilling and milling on your part. Is that true?
Yes, sir. There's no way you can build one in a half an hour. It takes a couple days of just taking your time. Yeah. And the end result is just another pistol. It's not any cheaper. And nobody is going to buy a ghost gun to commit a crime on purpose. They just steal them.
Right. Steal one, or they have a group gun that's hidden somewhere in the neighborhood and they use that. I mean, these aren't really people that want to put a lot of time and effort into anything. They're criminals. It's different when you're a criminal.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Mike, thank you. You betcha. See you later.
Bye.
Just doing my job. Other issue going on right now. I had this story last week, but with Tom Rivers, who's with me at 6 o'clock in the morning, just before 6. So many don't hear him, but they passed this law in the UK. They have a big problem with refugees trying to come in, and most of them are young men just looking for a better opportunity. And a lot of them pay smugglers to get them across the English Channel, and the boats go down and people sink and people are dying in the English Channel. So this is a strange story, but they struck a deal. The UK, Boris Johnson, struck a deal with the nation of Rwanda in Africa to take the would-be refugees that are trying to get into the UK. They gave them $158 million to take the refugees who are trying to get into the UK. And the refugees are now saying, no, we want to go there. We want to go to the UK, not there. And it gets back to this whole idea. I know people love to trash Western civilization, but let's face it, that's where the rest of the world wants to be, and it's where they want to live. There's a reason why people don't want to go to Rwanda. They want to go to the UK. It's Western civilization. It's a higher quality of life. It's freedoms, it's respect, it's liberty, it's all those sorts of things. That's why there's nowhere else in the world people really want to go except toward Western civilization. While college professors trash Western civilization for whatever reason, I guess they don't get out of the house all that often, it seems to be where everybody else wants to go. So Rwanda says, yeah, we'll take them. And the idea here is, of course, you're leaving what you are saying is a war-torn country, like Syria or wherever the problem, right now it's Ukraine. You're leaving a war-torn area. You want to get somewhere to safety. And with most Ukrainians, they were happy to get to Poland because it's safe. The Russians won't bomb them in Poland. You're on base. You're safe. Congratulations. I don't know why refugees think they can pick the country of their choice. Now, if you have immediate family who you can go stay with, that's a different matter. If you are a legitimate refugee. But too many people are using this as an excuse to go live where they want to live. If you want to leave Guatemala or El Salvador or Colombia and work your way to the United States, if it's because of violence and gang violence in El Salvador, as people say, well, as soon as you got to Mexico, you were away from that. Why is it you want to keep on going all the way through Mexico to the United States? The idea is you're escaping war. You're escaping political enemies in a country, whatever the case may be. War, politics, gang violence, whatever, that's what you're trying to escape. Once you get out of your country, you've managed that. Maybe you don't want to stay in Guatemala, but maybe you'd be okay in Panama. Maybe you'd be okay in Mexico. Nobody seems to be going there. If you're somebody who's not a big fan of Western civilization, why does it seem everybody wants to go there? And really, no one wants to go anywhere else. It may happen, but I've never heard of anybody trying to get into Russia or trying to get into China or trying to get into Iran. I mean, unless you're an Iranian or a Russian who somehow was left abroad and you want to go home. I'm talking about people from other countries and other cultures wanting to go to you. I don't know that that ever happens. I know that when people are polled around the world, if there's one country, if you were to leave your country and there was one country you could choose to live in, which country would that be? The answer is the United States of America, and nobody is a close second. Lots of people around the world want to live here. And we should let some of them in, just not illegally. You know, we have this whole idea of the Great Resignation going on and all that. The biggest problem we seem to have right now is a lack of immigrants. We are down roughly 2 million immigrants from where we should be if we're trying to get people to looking for more jobs to be filled, put it that way. That during COVID, a lot of people who were here legally left. I forget what the number was, but it exceeded 1 million, and we stopped bringing people in. So, I mean, I really don't know anybody who's sitting at home on their butt doing nothing who's of working age. You know, we keep calling it the Great Resignation, but everybody I know went back to work or retired. Retiring's one thing. So the problem is we need more immigrants in here to get the work done, and we can be selective as to who they are, especially those who can come in here and start a company and hire other people, namely Americans. But still, back to this whole idea of where people want to go. I don't know how anybody can continue to trash the United States. By the way, I start with the story about the UK and Rwanda. They will fly you to Rwanda. It doesn't cost you a dime. Let's say you left Syria, you left Ukraine, you left wherever, and you want to get into the UK. No, but they will fly you to Rwanda on their nickel. You'll have a place to stay. You'll have, you know, a roof over your head. You will have food. You'll have all these things in Rwanda. And people are saying, no, I don't want to go. Well, again, if you're trying to find a place that's safe If you're fleeing war, conflict, persecution of any kind, what's wrong with Rwanda? Well, because it's not Western civilization, and that's what everybody seemingly longs for. But that's the plan. And again, the problem is most of these are single guys who are just looking for either trouble or a better way of life, or a combination of both. But my guess is some will be shipped there because the UK paid Rwanda $158 million to begin taking them. And when you get to Rwanda, they will then process you. And if, in fact, you are a legitimate refugee, you're allowed to stay in Rwanda. It's not like it's a holding place you can get to the UK eventually. No, it's you're going to sit right there. All right, 8:48, we should check our traffic, and when it comes to that subject, we means Chuck.
Ah, yes.
All right, what do you got?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health has been performing life-saving transplants and providing second chances in greater Cincinnati for more than 50 years. Southbound 75 continues slow through Sharonville. A few problems. Construction barrels, wet roads, and a broken down at the ramp to Sharon, right-hand side. Crews continue to work with an accident inbound Columbia Parkway. That's after Kemper. The latest is on McMillan at Auburn with injuries. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, 9 First Warning Weather Center forecast. We got some rain and snow out there. Snowing in Harrison, last check. Harrison, maybe Hamilton. Oxford for sure. Eventually, it'll be rain for everybody as we get up to 48 degrees later on. Tonight, it's mostly cloudy. It's 34 for a low. Tomorrow, the clouds continue. It's 52. It does warm up every day over the course of the weekend, of the week rather, and by the weekend, we're in the 80s. That's nice. Temp right now, 39 at 700 WLW. Working Dave before the pause here real quick. Dave, yeah, what's up?
Mike, I might get some blowback on this one, but I agree with you. There's nobody that is not wanting to work that can't, but yet there is a lot of people that don't want to work that are sitting at home collecting disability. Now, that all sounds very good, but I will tell you, there's a ton of people out there that are collecting disability that, in my humble opinion, could be out working. They drive, they walk, they talk, they do everything normally, but for some reason they will say they're disabled and they get full disability and they want to sit at home.
I agree with you, but that's not new since COVID. That's been a problem for about a dozen years or more.
That's true, but also more people are used now. They're trying to use COVID as an excuse to collect disability.
Yeah,
I saw in the news not too long ago that there's people that have these long-term COVID, and they're trying to collect long-term disability, and they're bleeding the system to death.
It actually goes back further than that. It goes back to where we made it tougher to be on welfare long-term, and that's when people started jumping to the disability idea instead of the welfare. And, yeah, it's a fair number of people, but like I said, that's I don't think there's any more of those today than there would have been 5 or 6 years ago. I'll look it up.
Well, I do know a lot of people though that are, you know, they just said I don't want to go back now, and they're collecting early Social Security.
Yeah.
And you know, for whatever reason, they just don't want to go back anymore.
Well, that's a different matter. I mean, if you can get by on Social Security and whatever you save, that's entirely up to you. You know, you're not living off of me.
I guess.
Technically, you paid into it.
That's true. That's true. But I do wish they'd fix this, the total disability thing. There's so many people out there, and I can tell you from, I'm not going to get into how I know, but I know there's a lot of people that collect it. And if you listen to them, everybody's, I would love to go back to work, but I can't do this and I can't do that. And I just look at them and think, you just don't want to. It's easier to collect your $2,000 a month and sit at home.
I've had people in the past tell me how they were completely disabled on the course of this show. And I said, well, you can talk on a phone, can't you? Well, get a job where you talk on a phone. There's no reason you can't
exactly.
Fully disabled. All right. Got to run, Dave. Thank you.
I agree.
See ya. You.
Later. Gotcha. Bye.
All right. Steve, then a quick pause. Steve, yes, it's you. What's up?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just did back to your immigration issue. I did a quick search and I found a UN web-based, and by far the top 20 nations or so, the 20 countries that they showed were all Western civilizations, and also by many magnitude, the United States was the most sought destination for migrants.
Yeah.
So they were a little fuzzy on their definition of what a migrant person was.
But certainly it bears out what we all know to be true, or at least what gets reported. So, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Winter civilization.
You got it.
All right, brother. That's
Steve,
all
thanks.
I got.
That's all I need. Thanks. See you later. 852-700-WLW.
Harry Truman once said, America was built on courage, on imagination, and determination. In other words, he said, listen to me, the great American.
Bill Cunningham, today at 12 noon on 700 WLW.
Is there something wrong with hugging a naked man?
This report is sponsored by Ohio 811.
Contact 811.
5 FM W233BG Cincinnati.
All right, it's getting close to 9 o'clock in the morning, 700 WLW. Listen to this earlier this morning. It sounds like fun for a fundraiser around here. They do it in Michigan, Fenville, Michigan. And Easter was yesterday, but they're going to do this Saturday. It's like a haunted house Easter egg hunt combo. It's called Fear the Bunny. It's an adult horror-themed event, which is just kind of funny because it's Easter-related. And it's this coming Saturday at night. And participants buy the tickets ahead of time. You won't know where to go till the day of the event. But you get GPS coordinates that lead you through a one-of-a-kind Easter egg hunt. They decided to do an Easter egg hunt at night, then add a little bit of fear to it with zombies and whatever else might be lingering in the forest. You get a little flashlight that shines maybe 4, 5, 6 feet in front of you. There's spooky things in the woods, and you go looking for eggs. They say it'll be a terrifying walk down the bunny trail. Tickets, $25 each, includes a T-shirt, canvas Easter bag, flashlight, and a chance to find eggs, candy, and gifts. Must be 21 or older to do it. And I'm sure there's no shortage of people who would do that for $25. An organization could probably raise some pretty good money trying something like that. So now you know. You're in the know.